USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York officials are reporting the arrest of the suspected subway shooter. 62-year-old Frank James was taken into custody without incident after he called Crime Stoppers on himself and took a walk through East Village to await police. A Michigan police officer fatally shot a man after a lengthy fight and was kneeling on his body after pulling him over for expired tags on his car. Video released by police on Wednesday showed 26-year-old Patrick Lioya, an immigrant from the Congo, was resisting arrest when a Grand Rapids police officer shot him on the morning of April 4th. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
The Biden administration continues to put more money towards Ukraine's fight from Russian invaders.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the money will go toward reinforcing capabilities in Ukraine or providing new capabilities.
All of them are designed to help Ukraine, as we talked about, help Ukraine in the fight that they are in right now, and the fight that they will be in coming days and weeks in the eastern part of the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ukraine claims it struck Russia's Black Sea warship Moskva with two cruise missiles, causing severe damage. Russia confirms the ship has been damaged and crew evacuated, but their story is a weapons malfunction caused the blasts. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Now that the New York City subway shooter turned himself in by calling Crime Stoppers, former Navy SEAL, FBI Special Agent, and Federal Air Marshal Jonathan Gilliam on Newsmax discusses suspect Frank James and how he was once on the FBI terrorism watch list until 2019.
Usually when somebody is taken off the list, it's because they've been checked out, you know, and they think it's just an emotional, disturbed person. But the very fact that he was on that list shows you that he did have specific aspects about what he believed and the rants that he had that put him on that list. These politicians have to realize that the people are actually their force multiplier, and they can actually be the eyes and ears for law enforcement if they tell them to be careful, keep a lookout for the guy, this is what he looks like, and show that repeatedly. I saw Eric Adams yesterday more than I saw the pictures of this guy. So that's an issue that we have to start clearing up when it comes to these fast-moving fluid events.
South Korean Aerospace and Defense Development selected SpaceX to launch a military surveillance satellite. They signed a multi-launch agreement to launch 5 satellites over the next 3 years. The first satellite is scheduled to launch in 2023. The rest will be deployed in 2025. NASCAR Racing is in Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.